This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm your host, Corey Fleck, for the first hour. I want to thank everybody, first and foremost, for tuning in this weekend and remind everybody, if you are in New Orleans for the New Orleans Investment Conference starting November 1st, drop me a line at fleck@kereport.com, and we can share a beer, walk around the show, really just catch up. It's a great show and a great spot to all meet up. To kick off this show, I am chatting with Chris Martinson, co-founder, co-editor of peakprosperity.com. And Chris, what I want to talk about is something that we've covered for the last couple weeks, but there's a bigger picture going on here, and that is the volatility and pullback that we have seen in U.S. equity markets. 2 weeks ago, bad week for U.S. equities, and this week it was a choppy week with another couple days of multiple percent either down or up. A lot of investors are clearly worried about the health of the markets, but there's something even bigger going on that is telling us that maybe all this liquidity that easily flew into the markets over the last 9 to 10 years, that's drying up pretty quickly, and that is the biggest change I think that we're seeing around the world in well over 10 years. Can you please share some of your thoughts?
Well, absolutely, and of course, I will be there at the New Orleans Investment Conference and looking forward to seeing yourself and anybody else who comes along. So if you're listening to this, want to meet me, come say hi. It's going to be a great conference again, so really looking forward to that. And yeah, Corey, you know what we've been talking about, which is that the central banks have been really front and center in driving financial asset prices higher, and they haven't been coy about it. You know, Bernanke wrote a very nice editorial in the Wall Street Journal explaining exactly what he was going to do and why. And the whole idea was you drive up real estate, stocks, and bonds. There's this mysterious thing called a wealth effect, which is people look at their statements and go, wow, I'm wealthy, and then they feel emboldened to borrow more money and spend more money. Now, that's the game, right? The banks and the banking industry are all about having people borrow more money and spend it. And the Federal Reserve, to be clear, is neither federal nor a reserve. It is the emitter of these things called Federal Reserve notes. And their job is to make sure the banking sector is healthy. How's that? Well, they just funnel money to the banking sector. Now, they've been doing that since the start of the great financial crisis in buckets. And as you and I were talking about before you hit record on this, one of the biggest printing sprees of all happened in 2016 and 17, the biggest in all of history. And that's really what lifted us out of an incipient recession that wanted to get going there in late 2015. And also there were real market turmoil and gyrations happening. If people can recall, late 2015, emerging markets are tanking. They're in bear markets. Emerging market currencies are starting to rout. Real concern about emerging market debt. That started to spread towards the core. We saw huge sell-offs in the Japanese, U.S., European markets. And then it all changed just like that all of a sudden. And now we have the data. We know that the central banks printed a lot of money and got us out of that. Okay. Here we are again. This is how I'm reading the tea leaves. We're seeing lots of emerging market stress. We're seeing the currency moves, of course, you know, Turkish, Argentinian, South African, places like that. We're seeing also their stock markets get hit. And then if that goes far enough, you're going to see that sovereign debt crisis come on the heels of that and those emerging markets. Nobody wants to see that. But what's different this time? All the key central banks, and we'll just talk about two right now, the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank, or ECB, publicly committed to winding down their QE efforts and then even shrinking their balance sheets. They are on track by the end of this year, 2018, to stop putting more stimulus into the markets. That will be the first time in years that the central banks have gotten to the zero mark in terms of stuffing money into the markets. we're already seeing some early signs of what happens when they've been slowing down that process. That's the emerging market stuff we've talked about. That's what we're seeing in the volatility in the core in the U.S. equity markets. So here's the big question. Do you believe that the central banks are going to continue that process, or will they blink if they see some market turmoil? And what would cause them to blink? And here's the thing. The Federal Reserve can't do it. They would lose a ton of credibility. They've publicly committed to winding down their balance sheet, and they're doing it. The European Central Bank, hey, you know, they were the heavy lifters in the 2016-17 printing spree, but they are publicly committed to winding it down. And here's the key point. Mario Draghi is currently in a very strong pissing match with the Italian leadership, and they've publicly spoken that they're not going to continue to buy Italian sovereign debt. They've been one of the key buyers, if not the only buyer of Italian sovereign debt. They backed away. Italian yields have been spiking. Hey, could they reverse that? Of course. But now would be a very bad time for them politically to attempt to both beat Italian debt into submission and be throwing new money into other corners of the market. Politically, really hard to do that, if not impossible. So I don't see any central bank rescues on the horizon.
Now, Chris, talking about the ECB, they have backed away from some of their more hawkish talk most of last year, but this year Draghi has actually started to follow through on that, and in about 2.5 months, their QE program is going to be pretty much done, and they have pointed to about mid to late next year is when they might start hiking rates. How important do you think this is for the overall credibility of the ECB, considering they have backed away from some of their hawkish talk, but also paying attention to how weak their overall economy has been and their markets?
Well, this is, you know, if it really is a tale of two markets. So if you look at the U.S. equity markets, particularly, you know, the high tech, the high flyers, all of that, compared to, say, the German industrials, just as if you're looking at two entirely different markets, the German stock market has been making a series of lower lows and lower highs for quite a while now. So there's some weakness there. And the overall European experiment is really kind of in it's being called into question. We're seeing Spanish bond yields starting to spike here as well, Greece, all the whole nine yards. So Europe is anything but fixed. And at the same time, though, the populace of Europe has gotten a little bit restive, which they do. And I actually am envious. In the United States, people don't know what's going on. They protest about things that don't matter, and they have no clue about stuff that does. But in Europe, kind of a different sentiment over there. I don't think the European Central Bank can continue to bail out the ultra wealthy at the expense of everybody and get away with it much longer in Europe. It feels to me like they are committed to winding down those efforts, which have really, you know, very, very heavily gone to certain companies and individuals and entities at the expense of everybody else. I don't think they can get away with it much longer. And reversing course, they would have to have a really strong reason for that. And I'm talking like, you know, gigantic market wipeout, sovereign debt failure, something really dramatic that would cause them to publicly be able to reverse course here.
All right, Chris, I find this to be a fascinating conversation and one that we are going to continue, but unfortunately we are out of time for this segment on the radio. So for everybody listening on the radio, please visit our website, kereport.com. I'm sorry to make you do this, but Chris and I do go on chatting about this for about another 10 minutes, discussing the nuances of what the Federal Reserve will do and what the ECB and other central banks around the world, what actions they might take, as they have turned generally more hawkish, but the problem being the economy still looking weak, the markets have looked really weak around the world. They're putting themselves in a tough situation, and to wrap it all up, Chris and I do discuss where all this money that was created could flow, into what sectors it might be, and some investment themes that we think could become more and more prevalent. So again, kereport.com, and everybody stick around. I am going to be right back with a regular on the show, Richard Postma.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
If you suck and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
I was not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Richard Postma. He is the regular guest on our show, also known as Doc, and a favorite, I know, of many of our listeners. Doc, because you and I on a regular basis talk about the markets and you share a lot of your technical insights, I want to step just outside of the markets right now and talk about what a lot of people consistently debate, and I don't think there's a whole lot of clarity out there. Even earlier this week when I brought up the topic of inflation, there were people that were saying, no way, we're not seeing inflation. But then a number of other people saying, well, where I live, I'm seeing a ton of inflation. What I want to, or what I want you to address, is the fact of inflation becoming more prevalent in the thoughts or minds of central bankers. Earlier this week, we heard from Janet Yellen and even some of the other Fed officials that talked about the potential of inflation starting to really pick up above that 2% level because of the tight labor market, as well as some other factors, but mostly that tight labor market. What's your thought or take on where we could see inflation trending?
Well, for the year, Corey, we saw inflation trending from about January to July, actually a pretty steady course higher. But now it looks like it wants to turn down again. And they are right about the fact that unemployment being so called at historic lows, that eventually you would think that inflation would translate into wages. And by the way, that's the most significant place to see inflation and cost push inflation through wages, which make up a good part of our economy. It's not through commodities, never necessarily, although that can impact inflation, but not to the degree that wage increases do. So if we want inflation, we're going to want to see it in the wages of blue-collar workers in the middle class. That's where you're going to see it. But right now it looks like, you know, inflation has moved up from January to July, but now it looks like it starts to stall out in August and September. But it'll probably stall out to the end of the year. And it can't help, but as far as the fact that the Fed is raising rates too. So you have the same old deflation inflation pull going on here, because with the Fed raising rates, you're starting to see weakness in the auto and the housing industry. And that can't be a positive for inflation. And now on the other side of inflation, you always have demand pull, but if you're not getting wage increases, you can bet you're not going to get much demand pull inflation. So inflation is still muted. Hopefully with time, we'll start to see it pick up, and that will be positive for precious metals at some point in time.
Doc, do you share the concerns that inflation could really start to pick up on the upside? That would be good for precious metals, but could also make or put the central banks in an even tougher position, because they would like to keep inflation somewhat under control. Even though they want inflation, they don't want it skyrocketing higher.
Yeah, and they don't. And it's a fine line that they're walking, but the fact that the Fed started to raise rates when we didn't have much inflation, you might say they're actually ahead of this curve this time around, but of course they're not even to neutral. So there's still a possibility that things could get out of control in the future. But I think with the way the world economy has been hit so hard, and our economy is better than the world economy, but it's there are some statistics that certainly show that it's not exactly roaring as they're trying to say it is. It tells me that based on that fact alone, that the global markets and economies are struggling, and ours isn't that great, that inflation probably is in the pipeline a little bit, but we're not going to see any major inflation move yet. And it's going to take, I feel, a number of months before we see that.
Now, what about the worries that these trade wars or escalating trade wars, at least the disagreements between China and the U.S., will further push inflation higher, because, quite frankly, it could very easily lead to just higher costs for consumers if these tariffs are put in place and even escalated?
That's true, but a lot of the trade war has been in talk so far, too, and there's been some modification with our agreements with Canada and Mexico, but they haven't been extreme. But it does work in the favor of the United States, and there is an inflationary component to some of it, especially as far as wages in Mexico for auto workers. So you're starting to see in place some policy decisions that ultimately will probably work to inflation's favor, but it takes time. It just doesn't, when you make a policy change happen overnight, it has to work its way through that pipeline, and it's going to take time. And also, as far as China's concerned, I guess Trump and Xi are going to have a little talk at the G20 coming up. So Trump is walking a really close line, too, because he seems to be extreme and he's bombastic. But ultimately, when you look what comes out of these trade talks, I think it's not going to be as extreme as people think, because what Trump does is he just takes negotiation positions by being extreme. So it's not going to be as radical as we go forward as people think. And ultimately, though, it will work through the pipeline, especially the fact that with what we're doing on trade, and if the dollar depreciates after a while, yeah, then you're going to see inflation. We're going to import inflation at some point in time.
Yeah, it seems like we're just kind of waiting for that, but I think the argument can also be made that so much money was printed around the world in the last 10-plus years, and we saw inflation in the financial markets, but it didn't hit too much on the broad data. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of money was printed, and we didn't see that skyrocketing inflation that we thought we would. Was there a disconnect in that theory, thinking inflation would come, or do you think that it just got delayed?
Well, the problem with that whole thing and with the printing of money that we saw, a lot of it sat on the banks' balance sheets. And there wasn't the demand because the consumer was really hurt. And the consumer was so in debt. And even though there was money to be had, the banks, of course, like to draw interest on that money for doing nothing from the Fed. And so that money just sat there, and it didn't get out to the public. And the velocity of money, that's what you have to really watch here. So the velocity of money chart, if you look at that, it's just scraping the bottom right now. It hasn't shown any meaningful move up, and that tells you that the consumer yet isn't spending.
Okay. Well, Doc, interesting comments. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back, and we're going to be focusing a little bit more on the resource sector.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin,
right,
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called instantly ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try instantly ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. In these next two segments, we are going to focus a bit more on the resource sector. And in the next segment, I am going to be chatting with Byron King, talking about some companies. But in this segment, what I always find interesting and very valuable for myself is talking with management in terms of what they're seeing, nuances within the precious metals markets and globally as well. I am chatting with Matthew Horner. He is the president and CEO of Maple Gold Mines. Matthew, let's first talk about these recent movements that we have seen in gold. Last week was a good week for gold. It was pushed above that 1220 technical level. A lot of the technicians are now looking at about 1260. And a lot of this was driven by more or less safe haven demand. U.S. markets fell and global markets continue to be very weak. What do you take in terms of the moves when you see in gold moving higher when it is mostly driven by safe haven buying?
Yeah, thanks, Corey, and thanks for having me on. I was a student of economics both in high school and college, and so I love the space. I looking at the macroeconomic picture, especially as it affects what we're doing in the gold space. Gold posting this rally above 1220, what is the safe haven, mindset of investors? I wish I had the exact answer to that. But as an overall statement, I can say that, with the tech stocks coming off, maybe we're seeing people thinking about, investing in real things, real commodities, gold being one of those. And I think that, we're maybe at the inflection point here at the kind of the bottom of where things can start turning around. If things keep trading up from here, the outlook is continues to get better for the gold space. I think as we've come off the high 1100s now into the kind of low 1200s, we're seeing hopefully the bounce off the bottom, and with the sentiment in the space generally, we're looking at a kind of an uptick here going forward.
Have you ever seen sentiment this more or less washed out for the space, investors distracted by a number of different sectors?
It's hard to remember there being so many different competing areas that have been detracting from gold. I mean, you look at what's happening in the world now and in the different industries of the technology companies, some of the pharmaceutical companies up in Canada with cannabis going legal. There seems to be a plethora of industries for investors to participate in. And a lot of this is sucking the air out of the gold space. But, you know, we've seen these things happen before, and gold continues to always make a comeback. But I guess the short answer is no, I haven't.
All right, now touching back on that kind of safe haven demand for the precious metals, the IMF came out with a report recently, and they downgraded global economic growth. This is very rare for the IMF to come out with a report that downgrades this kind of growth. We even look at U.S. growth, which is still, when you compare it to other countries, relatively strong, although still not strong in an absolute sense. How do you think that could impact, as we move forward, in the longer-term sense, the attitude towards precious metals?
Yeah, the IMF reported the downgrade, as you mentioned. The July prediction was 2.9, now October is 2.7. U.S. Prediction was 2.9 in this year. For 19, it's 2.5, so down half a point. This slowdown here is a tribute to the escalating trade war with China. You know, the IMF report outlines that these key reasons for gold to move upward, and also I think points to other events, other triggering events. You know, historically gold has acted as a hedge against the market economic risk, obviously. So that's one thing that bodes well for gold. IMF also warns of other events that could impede U.S. economic growth, like trade war escalation, et cetera, automotive tariffs, all the rest. So the IMF report is, you know, also was kind of repeated or echoed by the Bank of America Merrill Lynch Fund Manager Survey, which supports all these ideas the IMF is putting forward. So I think as a general message, on the macro level, I think gold should have some love in the market over the next 6 to 12 months.
Some of these reports you'd really have to think should provide some sort of a base for gold. The argument is right now still is that bottom at the tail end of 2015 really looks like it should be a longer term bottom because we haven't come back and even tested that level. The fact of the matter is, gold is still, if you look at a longer-term chart, in a reasonable trading range. It's just the fact that, as we have already said, people are more or less distracted. And what happens when gold and some of the gold stocks sell off is that the liquidity within the sector and liquidity coming into the sector is much less. So companies need to be either A, a little bit better with their cash, or B, we really need to see some more M&A activity happening. That all leads to how the majors are doing within the sector, because they're the ones that can really drive some freeing up of liquidity. What's your assessment? And I know that you talk to a number of major companies. What's your assessment of the overall health of majors right now?
Well, I can speak obviously only to my own experience. So anecdotally, when I see majors reaching out to us with an interest to participate in our company and our project, that tells me that they are maybe starting to loosen their purse strings a bit, seeing that the downturn in the market has caused companies like ours and others, many others out there, to be kind of absolute bargains. That tells me that the majors are seeing this as potentially the bottom end of the cycle, and they're starting to be much more aggressive in looking at quality assets and good jurisdictions to start. So the good projects and the great projects in great jurisdictions will be the first on their list of potential M&A JV type ideas, and then it'll go to the others. But as a general response to the health of them, I think that overall they see the future of gold production needing more ounces everywhere. The junior gold companies act as, if you look at the pharmaceutical companies, they usually wait for the small labs to test new drugs and prove the efficacy of them, and then they buy the labs. Junior gold companies are no different. They test projects, bring projects forward. Once the economics or the economic viability is proven or there's a higher confidence in those, then the big majors come in and say, thank you very much for the hard work. And typically majors don't do a lot of exploration, as we know.
Okay. Yeah, and one thing that the majors have done a lot during this downturn over the last 5, 6, 7 years is they've really cut back on their exploration. So I think we all agree that they will need to replenish their pipeline of projects through acquisitions. As a final comment, what's your thought on that Barrick and Randgold deal that was announced at the tail end of September? Two majors, for the most part, coming together.
Yeah, I thought that was an incredibly positive move for the space for a number of reasons. On the macro side, it pointed to things to come generally. And for those of us who are in the junior gold space, I think it bodes very well for similar activity amongst the smaller market cap companies. So I was very happy to see that happen. I think there's going to be more of those deals coming in the next 6 to 12 months.
All right, Matthew, I appreciate all of your comments. I always find it interesting to talk to management teams that I respect within the sector to understand what they're seeing through some of their conversations with the larger companies. Matthew, again, thank you for your time. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back with Byron King.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back. As promised, we are wrapping up the first hour with Byron King. He is the co-editor of The Gold Speculator, writes this newsletter with Jim Rickards. Byron, let's first just talk about some of the movements we have seen in the precious metals prices, as well as the precious metals stocks. Last week, well, I guess 2 weeks ago, we can say, the price of gold finally got a bounce on the back of a lot of U.S. equity market weakness. We also saw some of the gold stocks move up. Now, it wasn't necessarily a broad-based recovery, but it was leading the sector higher in a general sense. We essentially saw money flow into the market. What type of encouragement did you get from, again, maybe a short-term bounce, but a bounce nonetheless?
I thought it was very telling, Corey. It was great. First of all, it's great to be with you. We haven't talked in a while, so it's nice to be back. But 2 weeks ago, when the stock market started to tumble, I had that first day tumble on the Wednesday, and I was thinking, okay, well, the stock market's tumbling. Is this just, you know, is this just sort of a passing rainstorm, or is this the beginning of the hurricane? You know, what do we know about this? I mean, gold didn't do that much on the first day, but then the second day, we had that something like a $30 spike. I mean, it was amazing during the course of the day, and you know, gold was up around 1230. It moved from the 1190s to the 1230 range, and I was asking myself, you know, what is going on here? Because here's a couple of things to keep in mind. When the stock market tanks, the big stock market, you know, the big market with all the overvalued, you know, all the big corporates, all the techs that will never make their money back, all the over-leveraged corporates, all the asset strip companies that are run by these, you know, this criminal class of executives and banksters that we have in this country, he said without a hint of hesitation. When that happens, you also tend to see gold go down too, because when people get hit with their margin calls, they don't sell what they want to sell, which is these, you know, crummy stocks. They sell what they have to sell, and sometimes that's gold. Well, I guess where we are now is that so few people own gold, and so few people are really golded up, so to speak, that didn't happen. A lot of that money that was fleeing out of, you know, the tech space and, you know, and the deflating stock market, you know, moved into gold. When I say a lot, it doesn't take a lot to move the gold markets, but it moved at $30 in one day. So I think what we saw was we saw some of that tech money fleeing into gold, And we also saw a little bit of the very hint of the beginning of a short squeeze on the people who have, pushed gold down a little too far. So that was a nice day for gold. But then when you looked at the gold miners, certainly some of the, the big names, the Newmonts, the Barricks of the world, they had nice moves. But then also, some of the tiny little explorers, guys that had just been totally beaten down, forgotten, neglected, whatever. We saw these 5% and 6% and 7% moves in the course of a day for little companies. I mean, little Terra X up in Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories was up, I think, like 7% just on that one day. It doesn't take a lot of volume to move a stock like that, but it was very encouraging in that sense. So even though it's been 2 weeks, And things have settled down, the dust is settling, whatever, I think what we saw a couple weeks ago gives encouragement to those of us in the gold space who follow these small companies, these small, medium-sized, little junior guys, that when the move happens, when gold really does start to move, you'll see the move, obviously, in the metal prices, but then these small companies are leveraged options on the gold price. You can get 2-to-1, 3-to-1 leverage on a 2 or 3% gold move. You're getting you can get a 6% move in the share price for well-run explorers that have a really good story.
Yeah, that's kind of an important distinction here, is that even though the market has been relatively depressed and actually quite boring, even though we did drop over summer, there's still been some stocks that are doing quite well, and I think if you can be selective and pick some of those stocks that maybe haven't already started running, you can still do pretty well. So let's talk about some of the recent recommendations and some recent site visits that you have been on to give some of our audience some insights into why you like these companies. One company I've been chatting to for a while, and that in all full disclosure I hold shares in as well, this is Maple Gold Mines. I just chatted with Matthew Horner in the last segment, but we talked more general markets and what he's watching for the gold market. You recently recommended Maple. Can you take us through some of the highlights as to what caught your eye with this company and project, please?
Well, what caught my eye with Maple, which works, if for the listeners out there, it's in the Val d'Or region of Quebec. It's a Quebec play. And so, you're dealing with Precambrian rock, old meta sediments, you might say, old volcanics and sediments, all metamorphosed, whatever, and all infused with gold. That's the whole region. What I like about Maple Gold is, first of all, there's a project there. They've been drilling, they've been finding things. They've found some gold. They've identified a resource. So okay, good. So far, so good. The analog to what Maple Gold is doing is the largest gold mine in Canada that's not too far away. It's not like right next door, but it's not too far away. And that's Canadian Malartic, down south, something like 20 miles or so south, but from where the Maple Gold site is. Now you say, well, does that matter? It's so far away. It's far, but it's not far, because it's almost the same kind of rocks. I mean, volcanic metaseds infused with low grade gold, with cut through with a bunch of high grade veins, and Canadian Malartic, which is now an operation of Agnico Eagle and Yamana. It's the largest gold mine in Canada, and its cost per ounce is something like $590 an ounce. So there's a lot of resource there. It's a very mineable deposit. The costs are extremely under control. It's shallow in the sense that, it's an open pit, so it's not super deep mining or anything like that. Although, when they get into chasing veins, they could go deeper. I think that the geologic analogy of that Canadian Malartic applies really nicely to what we're beginning to see at the Maple Gold folks. So Maple Gold has been beat up all summer. The share price is down and whatever. And I think right now, it's definitely, worth a look-see. I mean, it's been beaten down so hard. It's just a shame in terms of the company, but it's a bargain in terms of people who are willing to speculate on a very solid story with really good management. I mean, I really like the people who run it. And, we're not drinking buddies or anything else. I mean, I admire them. I respect them. They know their stuff. The geologists are really good, really hardworking, very smart people. And, you know, and I think they're straight shooters in terms of, you know, what they're telling the world.
So, Byron, just a quick question, because I think our audience knows this story quite well. What is something you would look for and like to see in terms of advancing the story when you consider that the company already has a resource of over 3 million ounces, a lot of that in inferred, but they are, you can argue, lower grade, they encompass a number of different resources. What's an advancement that you would like to see in terms of the story to further turn you bullish and drive the stock?
Well, here, okay, you want to know what is the fuse that will, you know, light this rocket here. That would be, coming up with a strategic partner, you know, either one of the name brand, you know, mining companies or somebody else from somewhere else, you know, an offshore player, you know, but somebody who could come in and do one of those deals where they take a, you know, a large whack of the shares, you know, and lay a big check on the table so that they can continue to develop it without having to issue new shares and do any dilution. Yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm an insider. I don't know this for sure, but I mean, I do believe just from what I've seen and heard and, you know, kind of heard through the grapevine, so to speak, that I do believe that they are talking with people, you know, various different groups about forming some sort of a strategic partnership. And if they could do that, that would be the absolute thing that would really, you know, ignite the share price on a company like Maple Gold. I mean, you know, bring in the strategic partner, form up a team, and get rolling.
All right, Byron, we are done for the first hour of the Weekend Edition. I do really appreciate, though, you sharing some insights on a company that you just recommended to your subscribers. I really appreciate the fact that you do your best and very consistently get on the ground to see these projects. Plus, your geological background is one of the things I value. Again, Byron's newsletter is The Gold Speculator. I will have a link to that newsletter in our weekend show posting on the website. I, again, just want to thank everybody for tuning in to the first hour. And please keep in touch, Fleck@KEReport.com. I love hearing from all of you. And also, please pay attention to those company updates that I had out this week and all the company updates. I keep on trying to follow up with some of the more noteworthy stories and follow along with the companies that, A, are cashed up and really have something going for them. Everybody, I hope you all have a great weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.